You've worked really hard to lose that extra weight. So now what? After losing weight, it is really important to make sure you take the right steps to ensure your weight loss is a permanent success story. We're going to talk about it today with Heather Upchurch, an advanced registered nurse practitioner at Capital Regional Medical Group. This is Helmet of Health, the podcast from Capital Regional Medical Center. I'm Prakash Chandran. So, Heather, first of all, let's talk a little bit about why so many people struggle to stay at their target weight after losing weight in the first place.
Usually they stop doing the changes that got them to that weight loss, whether it was diet changes, physical activities. A lot of them start to reward weight loss by sliding back into some of their old behaviors. And then it could also be age. They've gotten a different job where they're more sedentary. And then diet. They may be dating and got happy and are going out to eat more and just not eating the right foods.
Yeah, that love weight. I know exactly what that is. And, you know, when someone notices that they're starting to slide backwards and gain some of that old weight back, what do you recommend to them?
Usually I start with a very basic question is how many calories are you eating a day? And usually they don't have an answer for that. And that's where we have to start is to see where are we at as far as our weight gain and where do we need to get to start to lose the weight again?
Yeah, it really does seem like it's a simple formula. Calories in, the more you take in, the more weight you'd potentially gain. And the less you take in, the less weight you'll gain. Is that correct?
Correct. There's no trick to losing weight. It's all about creating a calorie deficit, whether you're doing it with diet or diet and exercise.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the best practices around that. So you mentioned, like, are you counting your calories? What do you do to help them count their calories? And is there a certain formula or framework that they should follow?
So I talked to them about all the options. They can look at labels. There's so many apps for their phones to just quickly input what they're eating, how many calories it is, and, you know, how many calories they've gotten in during the day. And then there's also groups like Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig that have their own formula for counting calories that make it very easy for people to adhere to that. And then I want to know how many calories are they burning. And they can use step counters. They have apps on their phone for, like, MyFitness apps. And so that's what we talk about, what's going in and what's going out.
Yeah, so really making sure everything is measured is very important. You talked a little bit about calories burned, which dovetails into exercise. Do you have a framework for, you know, the amount of exercise one should do per week or calories burned per day?
So it's going to be different for every single patient. You know, if I have a cardiac patient, I'm not going to tell them to go to the gym and start doing, you know, 5 hours of cardio a week.
Right.
But if I have a relatively fit younger person, absolutely they can start going to the gym, you know, every other day and build slow. See, most people burn out. They start going to the gym and working out very hard and then abandon it rather quickly. And I'm more of I believe that they should ease into it and listen to their body. And they do need to talk to their primary care provider because we need to talk about what's safe for them. Some of them need medical management or a medically supervised exercise.
Yeah, maybe talk a little bit about that. Is it because they're more at risk than other patients and the doctors need to make sure they're safe while they're exercising?
Correct. There are some people where I don't want their heart rate to get above 100. And so we have to talk about different options. And maybe it's yoga, Pilates, something that's not going to be hard on the joints. I wouldn't want them to go out jogging on the concrete. And so we just really have to take into account what they're doing. If they're diabetic, we have to talk about maybe changing their medication around so they don't become hypoglycemic when they start working out.
I gotcha. So it really does seem like in addition to watching the calories, that the exercise is an important component, but being sure to talk to a professional to make sure that the exercises that you're doing is going to be right for you and your health moving forward. You know, I'm curious, moving back to the foods, are there any like gotcha or risky foods that people should avoid altogether?
I'm not a fan of some of the extreme restrictive diets when you're cutting out complete carbs or complete sugars. We actually need carbohydrates and we need sugar to for our body to function properly. But high fat, low nutritious, high calorie foods, that's what we want to avoid. If it comes in wrapped in a plastic bag inside of a cardboard box, it's highly processed and there's not a lot of nutritional value to those foods.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good framework. No plastic bag, no cardboard box. And yeah, I was just going to ask you about that because, you know, I've tried keto before. Some of my friends have tried it. There's so many fad diets floating around. And it sounds like you're not a big fan of them. Maybe talk a little bit about why and maybe a good framework for, you know, moving forward for people when they hear about these diets. What's something that they should be thinking about?
if they're going to go on a very restrictive diet, they definitely need to talk to their primary care provider and see if it's something that's going to be safe for them. There are certain patients that have renal disease that we wouldn't want to put them on a super high protein diet because it's not going to be a safe diet for them. And those diets are maybe good in the short term to start the weight loss off, but they're really not a viable long-term option because our body needs protein, it needs vegetables, it needs carbohydrates to function effectively.
Okay. And just in wrapping up here, do you have any other tips or suggestions to help people stay at their target weight?
Well, like I mentioned, making sure you know how many calories you're actually taking in and really paying attention to your screen time, whether you're getting up and walking around the block. Some of the tricks I've used is using smaller plates to ensure that I eat smaller portions, and then really just keeping an eye on the portions that I eat, and then having a plan going into the holidays to not overeat and to not gain that weight back.
All right, Heather, really appreciate your time today. That's Heather Upchurch, an advanced registered nurse practitioner at Capital Regional Medical Group. Thanks for checking out this episode of Helmet of Health. Visit capitalregionalmedicalgroup.com to get connected with the provider. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thanks, and we'll talk next time.